famous Ramban. The Ramban covers a number of topics. The last Ramban, Perek Yigimu Pasuk Te Zayin, on the Teitafos, and the Mitzvah Tefillin. Let's cover some of the very significant points of this Ramban. This Ramban discusses the lashon of the Teitafos, but let's go to where it says V'nei Sherish HaMitzvah Azoy Shenaniach Ksav Yitzias Mitzrayim Al Hayad. So in the Shevel Ramban at the bottom of page Shin Mem Dalet, Shin Dalet Mem. It's two lines below the number 89. If you have a different Nusach of the Ramban, so Mikros Gedolos is probably 10 lines down. V'nei Sherish HaMitzvah Azos Shenaniach Ksav Yitzias Mitzrayim Al Hayad V'Al HaRosh Keneged Alei V'Amoyach Shei Mishkenois HaMachshava. That the way that we understand this mitzvah is that we should place a record of Yitzias Mitzrayim on our hands and our heads. So the Ramban says that's Keneged Halevi Yamoyach Shem Mishkenois HaMachshava. That as opposed to others who talk about it being a being Mekadesh one's Masa and one's Machshava, the Ramban says to be Mekadesh two parts of one's Machshava, the Lev and the Moyach. I would think it's the one's emotions and one's understanding. V'nei nichtov parshas kadesh v'yoki v'yachol b'toytofos b'nei ha-mitzvah azoyz sh'nesaveinu b'hem la'asoyz yitzias mitzrayim toytofos b'ein einenu. And the reason that these parshas are put as toytofos is that they should be a form of a crown. The Ramban interprets toytofos not as a crown, but as like a headband. Uparshas Shema v'im Shemoi Shnasa Mitzvah Gam Kein Teitofes. Tichzei v'yu dvar ma'ele shenachim mitzav choyem al v'vecho v'yu teitofos b'ein einecho v'lachach onu kaisum gam shtei parshas ha'en l'teitofes. Shein mitzvah sayichud v'zichrin kol ha'mitzvahs v'oin shen uscharen v'kol ha'sher v'shemun. He says that two parshas, Kaddish and Hoyik v'yacho, those are to maintain the record of Yitzias Mitzrayim close to the Shnei Mishkanei Samachshava. But Shema v'yom Shemoya do not discuss Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shema v'yom Shemoya, they are that Yichud, the mitzvah of Yichud, of Pashtus, the Ramban's understanding of Yichud is to be Miyached Hashem, meaning that we accept that Baruch Hu as the unique and singular God. V'zichrin kol ha-mitzvahs v'oinshin u'scharon, and what we call oil malchus shemayim, kabbalas ha-mitzvahs, and oinish and schar v'oinish. V'kol ha-shoyrish v'amuna. V'omar b'shol yad v'hoyu l'chol l'ois al yodcha v'dor shu bois shusmoil shalev noite lo. In other words, when the Gemara darshins yad keya, yodcha, yad keya, the weaker hand, the Ramban says the pshat is Yad HaKor V'Lev. That's the point of Yad Keir. V'al derech emes, v'asha omar ha-kosu ba'avur zeh, osu Hashem li, ki chumoy zeh keli v'yad veyu, yoyimar ki ba'avur shumoy uchvoydoy, osu imonu v'yitzionu mi mitzroyim. V'hoyo zeh l'cholo oizal zvayu uzcha, Kitam Gitefers Uzomoy Ota. So we'll leave that, that's Derech Emes. We know Eos, Koos Hamilov HaShabbos, Viva Abur Shakol Vakol, who are Os Alayad, Etiko Abisinu Mimoshim Yagvura, Shiyu Beis Bais Echon, Kinin Shomakosov, Achisi Kalidus. We discussed this idea, the Ramban, in Parshas Chayasara, the idea of Vakol Nikol, but again, and rather, because we're tight for time, to focus on what's the nigla over here. And then he says, ואומר ולזכרין בין עיניך, שיונחו ממוקם הזיכורין בין עיניים שרשס המויח, that these parshias, יציאס מצרויים, and שכר ועונש, and ייחוד השם, and קבלת all mitzvahs, should be placed בין עיניים, שרשס המויח, that is the beginning of the head. So l'chor, that's a physical description, the beginning of the skull, so to speak. But then he says, ותחילס הזיכורין, that's the beginning of memory. And it's the beginning of establishing a picture of something after they are no longer in front of him. Right? So what does that mean? It means that I see something. Right? As long as I see something, so I'm assuming that my picture of that person is based on the reality of that person being in front of me. Right? Biologically, it's not that much different. But once he pardon me menu, right? Once I no longer have the person right in front of me, so then I'm dependent on memory. Right? If I see something and close my eyes, right? So then the picture that I have in mind is what I am now reconstructing. So that's what he says, that the beginning of the perception process, the beginning of Havana, is Ke'ilu right behind the eyes. And once the item is no longer, the eyes represent seeing what's in front of you. What's behind the eyes, that represents the intake of the person. That's already a person trying to recollect. So, Tchilas Azikorinu Mamra Tzuis Achri Yipordan Milfono. So having something over here, that represents the initial process of Havana. What's the very first process of understanding something? Is perceiving something. The very first process of recollecting something. Right? I read something. So the first process of the Machshava is what we call processing. So what's the beginning of processing? Is recollecting what was there. I see a person. I see a painting. I want to understand the painting. That's the first thing I'm doing, whether I realize it or not, is reconstructing what I saw. So that's the beginning of the process of machshava. V'hei makifin es kol harosh b'ritzu oseyem, and then the straps around the head. Va'keshushi al acharis hamoyach. And the Ramban understood that at the back of the head is where the memory takes place. And in fact, to this day, it is understood that there are certain centers of memory that are at the back of the head. When scientists do electrode investigations of the head, so they... So if they're investigating memory, then they'll put some electrodes back in there. So the Ramban was, and his understanding of the anatomy apparently was not so different from the way we see it today. But that's not really so important for us. The anatomy is not important. The important for us is the way the Ramban says the mitzvah. The Ramban understands that the tefillin shel rosh are representative, are encompassing the thought process. Why? Because the thought process is continuously perceiving and restructuring ideas and then storing those ideas. So Ramban's understanding was, Achrei Yipor Meinayim, that's the first process, and Shemira L'Zchira is going to be the final way in which I process, organize, and that's going to be the way in which it is most impactful upon my conduct. So what's Ramban getting at? Ramban's getting at that the tefillin are a prism. The entire koyach hamachshava should be through the tefillin. When I perceive things and organize and restructure things, that's through the prism of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the prism of Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs, and through the prism of Yichud Shemoy. V'loshin bein einecha, shiyu be'emtzos haroish, loy mitzad echon, Oshisham Shor Sheinayim Umishom Yeru'us. So he says, Bein Einayim might be a physical location, but it also may be a physical location which brings to mind that it's near the tools that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to see things.
That's
what he said earlier, which we skipped. Why? Because the button rabbim kasheki bando. Right. So apparently, what the Ramban is going to say is that there are two klei machshava. One klei machshava is what we refer to as the cerebral process. Another klei machshava is what we refer to as the emotional process. In the Ramban, there's a two significant and distinct components of havana, of understanding things. Right, that's the way we would understand that as well. The way I understand things will be affected by the way I think through things. It'll be affected by the way that I perceive things and remember things, and the way that I organize and I magnify certain things. And at the same time, the way that I understand things will be impacted by the way that I feel about them, the way that I emotionally relate to them. How much I engage them will certainly be impacted by my passion for it, how much I pursue it, and sometimes the way that I perceive things also will be impacted, or will be worked through a process of emotional centers. The Ramban says there's the clay that leiva moyach in mishkanei samachshava, and the mishkanei samachshava have to be run through the prism of the tefillin. So, mashal ma dara daima, when a person sees something, so they have to see it through the prism of yichud shemot. They have to see it through the prism of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu impacts this world. Right? When it organizes information, b'chol d'rechel d'ayim. For us, when we organize again, mashal ma dara daima, when a person covers physical science, so the prism of a doctor is to understand it so that he'll be able to tinker with it later on, to be able to make a good diagnosis, right? And the prism of a biologist may be because he's trying to find a specific process, to find a specific approach and cure. But the prism of the tefillin is to gain greater Yirah Shemayim from it. Rabbi Masech Rasha. That's a mashal of what Zeranpin of what the Ramban's talking about. The Ramban's talking about it in huge global terms. But that's a Zeranpin of understanding when one sees different advents of history. So our prism is to Zitzias Mitzrayim. Right? Mashal Moda Radaimer, Rashi in last week's parsha, that when Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing Umayis Ha'Oyvdei Berizara, he's communicating to the Kol Yisrael. So that's just Mishalim. But the Ramban says that's the idea of Tefillin. And if Tefillin is, that's, it encompasses the entire thought process from the Zechira, from the Re'iyah, till the Shemira Sazikarim, to the maintaining certain images, yeah, because that is the thought process. Ultimately, the image that I maintain will be the one that will impact on behavior, and even our emotions are supposed to be through Yitzis Mitzrayim. Right? We're supposed to emote via. We're supposed to emote via Rav Masech Hashem. As the Ramban, the Rambam, when he described Yiras Hashem, is near to Me'achura. Right. So that's what the Ramban is saying. So that's the shayrish of the mitzvah of tefillin, is to actively condition ourselves to think and emote. And again, the Ramban says that emotions are also part of the Mishkanei Sachachma. Now, next piece of the Ramban. V'yato imi l'cho klal v'tam mitzvahs rabois. So now he's going to explain to us the yisod of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. There is a similar passage in the Sefer Achinuch. Also, a mitzvah yud beis, also in the context of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And he also explains that Chinuch takes the approach, why are there so many mitzvahs? Zechiras Mitzrayim, so the Chinuch takes the approach of Achrei Apulois, Nimshachois and Machshavois, famous passage. The Ramban, different approach. The Ramban's approach is that he gives us a brief history of Avodah Zarah. That's kfira number one. With the way the Ramban understands, the Ramban says the same thing. The world began as monotheist. Monotheism reigned. And then kfira began. Kfira number one is oilam kadmoin. There's no boire. The world was eternal. And then there's another source of kfira, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was unaware of what's going on. And then there are those who said the Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware, but he's not controlling. Yoimer Ozav Hashem Esoretz. The Ramban says three yesoides of kfira. Number one, oilam kadmoin. Next, Kadosh Baruch Hu was unaware, not yediyas Hashem. The third is he doesn't care. And the Ramban puts schar va'onesh in the context of caring, in the context of hashgacha pratis. He lumps it together as one important parsha namuna. V'kasha yirtzel ikim ba'ado be'edo miyachin. And the purpose of a miracle, in the Ramban's term, it means an announced miracle. The purpose of a miracle is to mevatel these three ideas of kfira. Ki amoyfes anifla, one gevaldige miracle. One good, well placed miracle. Knocks out all the kfira. Right? Why? Because if it works, if it's well placed, right? So then that miracle shows that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh ha'olam. So you can't say olam kadmoi. Right? The world changed. There was kriyas yamsuf. There was borin. There was eish. So the world isn't a world of kadmoi. Things change, and if it changes davke at a time when the davke impacts upon very specific groups and people, so then it shows that the Ribbono Shalom is aware, right? If there are makos one after the other on the oppressor, Kadosh Baruch Hu is aware, and at the same time, because he's maflin bein mitzrayim liyisrael, it shows he's mashgiach kriyas yamsuf. One good miracle at the right time, the right place, Kadosh Machadish, he's the Eidei Mashgiach. So that's the purpose of an announced miracle. So Ramban says one other yesod. Next yesod is that if a miracle is announced, so then it establishes for us the yesod of Emunas Hanavi. Right? There's another. This is not just a line in the Ramban, it's a Yesoid. The concept of Nevuah being possible, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will, as we often discuss, is willing to cross over from the non-physical to the physical world. That in itself breaks one of the rules of the world. So the Ramban says if the miracle is announced, if Moshe Rabbeinu says before the miracle there's going to be a miracle, if it says Yatsuru, so then we've now extended another Yesod Emunah, and Munas Hanavi, and that Kadosh Baruch Hu does speak to people. V'teskayim emze atayrakula. Four Yesodes, and you have the Yesodes of Emunah in Torah. If anyone's missing, so you're missing. You have to know Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Borei Olam. You have to know that he's Yodeya, Mashkiach, and that he communicates with human beings. So, but with these four yesoides, so you have the structure, the philosophical structure in which the Torah stands. V'lachein yomar akosav b'moyv shel man teda. So now the Ramban explains, if you go back into Parshas Aaron Bo, you can organize the Makos around these three Yesodis. Because with certain Makos, he said, L'man Teda Kini Hashem B'Kerev Ha'oretz. I think that's with the Makos of Adash, Orev and Dever. L'Oretz Al Ashkocha Ki Le'oza V'Yisola Mikrim Kedato. It's not happenstance. That's when we discuss on Moloch later on, the idea of Mikre beats down a Yisoid on which the Torah stands. V'Oma L'man Teda Ki La'Hashem Ha'oretz. L'Oretz Al Chidosh. When during the first three Makos, right, the Ramban has established a structure in the Makos, the Tzach Hadash Bachav. I was thinking this year, then we say that Rabbi Yehuda says the Tzach Hadash Bachav. So many of them are forced from the Haggadah to say, what's the Kunz? So he told us how to do abbreviations. What's the Kunz? There was a Soyde Rosh HaTevis before Rabbi Yehuda, they didn't know how to do Rosh HaTevis. I don't know. Maybe. But they said, the most referred to Gemara, La'olam Yilamid Odom Mederach Tzara. So again, right, so most people say it's a pedagogic tool. If a person can be malame, b'derech tzar, there's a better chance we'll remember. But again, is that really what Rebbe Yehuda Nasi is telling us? That in Tzach Hadash B'chav, he chose all of a sudden to choose, he chose this location to teach us, make an abbreviation, it's easy to remember. L'chor, what he means is that if you organize the Makos, the Tzach Hadash B'chav, you are melamed b'derech tzor yisoyde samuna. You're melamed a huge thing b'derech tzor. La'olam yilamed odom b'derech tzor means a person should look at different ways in which you can summarize a large piece of information. In this case, if you organize the events that are taking place, you can communicate huge ideas of Yisrael Sibriya. So, over here, the Ramban says this, we go back at the Parshas Ve'era. So, number one, you'll be able to organize the Makos, the Tzach Hadash Bachav. You'll be able to organize it in Dam, Arayv, and Boron. So, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to power in his palace. If you look at Tzvardeya, and Arba, and not Arba, and Dever, and Arba, then you'll see that it's Moshe Rabbeinu meeting power outside of the palace. If you look at the third of each one, you'll see there's no warning b'chlal. So each one has a very specific pattern. And the Ramban, if you look carefully, you'll see that the first three focus on Laman, Teida Ki La'Hashem Ha'aretz, Chidush, Kadosh Baruch Hu's existence. The Olam is not a Kadmai. It's not Olam Kadmai. And then Adash again is two that are warned, one that isn't warned. Some say the third is like a punishment for not taking the first two seriously. But that's associated with Ki Ani Hashem BeKerev Ha'aretz. That's why when it comes to Orev and Dever, the Torah stresses that the Jewish neighborhoods and animals were not impacted. The Hiflo Hashem. I'm aware of what's going on. And then the third, Be'achav, is Ke'ein Komoini B'chol La'aretz. La'aretz al Yecholesh U'shalit Bakol E'ma'akei B'yodei. That's what we call Yichud HaBorei. So Ramban says that the three Yisodos Emunah that we come out with, three, four, out of Yitzis Mitzrayim, because the last one is the Emtas Moshe Rabbeinu, Emtas Nevuah. But the first three are Kadosh Baruch Hu's Machadish the world, Laman Teda Ki La'Hashem Ha'aretz. Next is Hashkocha, Yedi and Hashkocha. Probably the Ramban says Yedi Hashkocha and Schar Va'Onesh can be communicated in one fell swoop, Laman Teda Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz. And then the Ramban says, a surprise yisod, kein kavoni b'chol ha'aretz, is yichud ha'borei. Yichud ha'borei. Al yichud ha'shu shalit b'akor, ein ma'akei b'yodei. Now, Then the Ramban again has a famous line that miracles are edim ne'monim be'munas ha'borei u'batoyru kula. I don't want to belabor the point, but another time we have to discuss. The Ramban says there are three sources of kfira. The Ramban does not say that Yichud Abar was the source of kfira. And yet, the Ramban says apparently this is Yichud Abar is not an absolutely necessary component for Kabbalah Satorah. But Yichud Abar was one of the Hayrois that was supposed to come away from Mitzrayim. So apparently, it's something along the following lines. The Yichud Abar is the result, or the kfira in Yichud Abar is really about his Zorah. Right. How does the Avodah Zarah start? It starts Olam Kadmai. Right. It starts by saying that the gods aren't fully aware. The gods are not responding to what's going on in the world. Historically, we went from monotheism through these different acts of kfira, or different machshavis of kfira, right? And then we ended up with polytheism, which is dismissing Yichud Abar. Alright? So that's the process. The Rambam describes it a little bit differently. He describes how different individuals, priests, they were the ones that plied away in the different aspects of the Ribbono Shel Olam to create Avodah Zarah. So we have to come back at a different time to focus on what more carefully. But that's where the Ramban is sort of out of sight. The Ramban says, in Tzis Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only returned to us the Yisoides, but the HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave us a miracle which establishes Yichud Abar. Alright? Then the Ramban says, and don't expect miracles at all times. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not pull up miracles in order to convince Poshim and Rishoim and Kofim. Having a miracle is a tremendous schar. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not out. Involved in a campaign. He's not running for office. So he doesn't have to. It's not his job to convince everybody. Because the Ramban says, if that would be the case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo yaseh oisim moivus b'chol dor le'enei kol rosha kofer. It means that it would be ludicrous that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do nisim only for kofer, for Rishon. Is that not the b'nei teret shechem chizuk? Because Rachel doesn't work that way. In other words, the flow of the ideas of the Ramban are that we have the ability, through what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us already, to perceive the Ribbono Shel Olam, through the prism of Yetzias Mitzrayim, to be able to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become Ma'aminim in Yisraelis Ha'ad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us along and give us the prism, but it's supposed to be a prism. It's not supposed to be that he's beating us over the heads. That's not a munah. A munah is that it gives us a prism and we condition ourselves to havana, to understand and to perceive things. And a machazek is us because we see things through the prism. The alternative would be for Kadosh Baruch Hu to say it's not a prism. He will say, when the X number of kai from the world, right, I gotta give another nace. That's not the way Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's not the yisoid that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to appreciate. Now, then he writes how the hechmir me'od b'inyan hazeh, and that's why there's an onish kores with the din of matzah, and then the mitzvah of tefillin, and the mitzvah of zechir shetiyas mitzrayim. V'chein kol ki yoytzveh mitzvahs rabbis between 18 and 19 in the Shevel Ramban. Zech letiyas mitzrayim, a kol. Li yois b'chol adoris edus ba'moivsim shelo yishtakhu, that we should not forget the miracles that were done. V'lo yiyeh pischein peh la'koyf v'lachish emunas alikim. Right? I'll have to come back to some of these lines. And then the Ramban says, it has become a very, very famous line of the Ramban. V'kabonas kol ha-mitzvahs. She'namin be'lokeinu v'noidei lov. Shu'baronu. The purpose of all mitzvahs is she'namin be'lokeinu should believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam v'noidei lov. Shu'baronu. Most interpret this meaning we should be grateful that He created us. V'kabonas ha-yitzira. She'ein l'nu tam achar v'yitzir v'shayna. There is no other understanding that we have of the Yetzira Rishayna. Yetzira Rishayna, the Ramban, the Shevel does a good job and says that it's that if you look at the Kuntris, Torah Hashem Tmima, so Yetzira Rishayna refers to Yetzira Sa'odam. So I say sometimes it refers to the creation of the world, but that's a more accurate interpretation. Ve'ein kel elyon chavit v'tachtoyne milvan. Sheyeda ha'odam v'yoyde l'leikov sheborei v'kavonas remimus ha'koyel b'tfilis. And he goes on to discuss that it's important to do this publicly as well. And then he finishes up with a discussion of nisim for samim and nisim the star. So let's focus on this one line, which has become a yesod in, which is a yesod in the Ramban's thinking. V'kavonas kol ha-mitzvahs she'namin b'lekeinu v'noide elov shu b'ronu. And we should admit that He created us. V'kavonas ha-yitzira she'en l'no tamachar v'yitzira rishayna v'en kel elin chofitz v'tachtoinem milvan she'yeda ha-odam v'yoide le'leikov. I think it means we should be grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam she'borei. So, we have to understand what this means. Ramban says the Yisoid is sheyeda v'yoda. Be aware, and that we should be grateful, be cognizant of. And that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is such an important mitzvah. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the prism through which we're going to be successful in perceiving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu does nisim, does miracles, did for us miracles, so then we will continuously be exercising the Mishkanei Sachachma, lay that to know, to seek God out, to know, and to see where He's doing things, ve'ulahoydei say love, and to be grateful to Him. So, l'chor is a little bit difficult. That Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us an entire discipline of 613 mitzvahs, and the goal is lahoydei se'lov. Later lahoydei se'lachar, that's what we do with brachas. Brachas anenen, brachas amozen. So it seems like a very, very hefty program for later lahoydei. So what do we do with the mitzvahs that are not related to Yetzias Mitzrayim? So one approach is that is found in various form, that most mitzvahs are there to put the person in the position where he can become later loydes. It's difficult to say. And why is it such a central idea? To be aware of the Ribbono Shel Olam is to be grateful for the Ribbono Shel Olam. I think Rav Volbi points out, I heard this from Rav Tzvi Solomon once, that when we say Elokai Neshama, so we say Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bekivi Tehari, right? So Kadosh Baruch Hu, You gave me the Neshama, Tehari Atavirasa, Tehid Sarat and Afakta Bekivi. It's a part of you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right? And we speak about the neshama in such glowing terms, Tari. So, what do we say then? What's the next line? Atavrasa teitarafan va'atos l'meni atiulas l'levoi. Calls a man to neshama v'kirbi. What's the whole point of the neshama? Speak of this, this tremendous gift that Baruch Hu gave us. Atos l'meni. And what do we do with it? Because man should show me kibim v'yidem l'fenecha. If I do. I was thinking this morning, what do we say in the Birchas Krishma? Right before the mitzvah of Krishma. What's the last thing we say? Yechedcha Loides Hashem. What do we say? Avinu Rachman. No, it's hard to say it. No. Achim Aleinu. It's also something we have to explain at a different time. Why we think it's Baruch had such compassion. We see that we see giving us the Torah is a great compassion. Achim L'Rabba. We say Avinu Rachman. Achim Achim Aleinu. Have Rachmanus on us. The same with the Beinu L'Avinu Haskil L'Shmolu L'Avi. Right? V'kerev Tono Hashem L'Keinu. Because Rosh Hashanah is close to him. What do we say next? And that is a great sign of Avas Hashem, that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael. So he's like, V'kerev Tono Hashem L'keinu. Rachem Rachem Aleinu. Seim Elibeinu L'avinu L'azkir L'shulim L'avi L'shulim L'azai. Right? Tachlis Kol HaMitzvos. V'kerev Tono Hashem L'keinu. Kirov Dibuk Vegas. So that's only, not only, but that's for Lehoides. And to miyachad, if it's Baruch Hu to be Moide. So if you miyachad Hashem, your Hoidah is of course much greater. Miyachad Hashem, that means that the source of everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And L'chon no Lehoides. Shum L'chon no Lezamer. So apparently, what the Ramban is saying, you have to understand two important nakudas over here. Now I have to stop because I have to give another shir. One important nakuda that the Ramban spells out over here is that this is not for the Ratzon of Kadosh. This is not fulfilling Kadosh Baruch Hu's needs. It's entirely for us, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our Hayidah. We'd have to create boss of Adam to get Haidah. So apparently it's for us. That we grow through Haidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it sounds like from the Nusach of Anshei Nesagol that through Haidah we come to Yichud HaBorei. But then we have to understand something else. We have to understand that the Haidah that we're supposed to give to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's not stam ha'idah, like the ha'idah of Bas of Adam. Mariah, that the ha'idah is made possible by Nishomah Shenasatabi. It's a very different kind of ha'idah. Apparently, the ha'idah that we can give after Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us the ability to learn his Torah is a different kind of ha'idah. Avinu Rachman, Rachem Rachem Oleinu. Have Rachmanas on us. We have a tachlis in this world. So the saddest thing is when something cannot do its tachlis. That's wasted, right? Wasted. If something is accomplished and it's supposed to accomplish, the Gila Makor, that's a source of great celebration. If something cannot accomplish, that's what we call a failure, right? That's the definition of a failure. Achmanel son, a person that failed life, Achmanel, he didn't accomplish his tachlis. So Avinu Avraham, Rachem Rachem, have Rachmanos on us. Because if we're not successful in being Lehoides of Yachedcha B'Yava, so then we fail. So it's Rachmanos. But apparently the Haidah is not simply saying a bracha. That also is Haidah. Apparently it's a Haidah which is only feasible through Shmiras HaMitzvahs and through Talmud Torah. So being korv to Kadosh Baruch. So when the Ramban says that Kavanos Kol HaMitzvahs Kedei Lehoides, I don't know what he does mean, but I know what he doesn't mean. Right? I know it's not only a perfunctory Haidah or even a well thought out Haidah. There is a Haidah which is only accessible through Kiruv to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, through Yediyas HaBorei, through a deeper understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So apparently, every parsha that we learn and every mitzvah that we do, so that apparently rounds out our ability to give a yidah to Hashem. So we can see it in a ze'er anpin. And when you see it in a ze'er anpin, then you can understand. Sometimes when you see how a person can grow through doing a certain mitzvah, or sometimes when you see that there's a certain parsha in Chumash, a parsha in Halacha, and we see through it some tchuna of the Rebbeinu Shlom, so then our Hoidah is a more profound Hoidah. So the Ramban apparently is saying is that's what it means tachlis kolav. It doesn't mean that at the end of the day, the purpose of every mitzvah is that a person should say brachos to Mar Kavan. It means that apparently that we will be able to perceive more and more of the Rebbeinu Shalom and therefore become more appreciative of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That means we're appreciating more of the Elam Elyon. And that takes us far beyond our own physical limitations. Right? So, I have to come back to many, many points of this Ramban. But just seeing this Ramban inside is, I think, very, very important. Because that's when the Yesod is the Machshava of the Ramban. I'm sorry that I'm rushing, but we'll do another shiur.